Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Glenn, you mentioned yesterday the possibility of Tucker against one of the left-handers. Why Gonzalez over him? Go ahead.
Well, Gonzalez was our starting day, opening day shortstop. Lost his position by injury. Went down, did all the work. He's finding his way back. So, giving him another opportunity to continue. We gave him some opportunities in Anaheim, continue to give him opportunities here. That's it.
You kind of just need to see where he is and where he's at and what he can do at this point, just given the time he missed.
I think that's exactly what we're looking for. We need to get him on the field. You can't evaluate a guy when he doesn't play. And he went down and did all the work we could ask him to do in AAA. And as we've had conversations multiple times about how that plays out here, you don't know. So, again, he was our starting shortstop. I don't know where we'd be if he didn't get hurt. I don't know where Newman would be, how it all play out. Tucker may never got here. So, in the bigger scheme of things, as we evaluate our personnel the last 6 weeks of the season, we need to find out where Mr. Gonzalez is. You know, we've got another couple weeks before September call-ups. There could be opportunity for other guys to play then. And then if you move Tucker to short, how many days do you want him to play? You just looking for him to play one game? Show up tomorrow in Williamsport. Maybe you'll see him. Maybe not.
Yeah. I'll be there.
So why? Hopefully.
So we'll call Tucker by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Clint, I know you don't read a ton or anything or whatever, but there was a report that came out a day or two ago about some clubhouse culture stuff, and contained therein was a thing with you and Kella that, like, Kella yelled back at you over something. I'm not interested in debating the minutiae of it. I'm sure you aren't either. But what I wanted to ask you was a little bit more about, like, a player, coach, manager give and take. Like, how common is that for someone to, you know, a player and a coach to have a heated discussion when things aren't going well? And, you know, in your history, have you had those? Like, what sort of the context or the historical context of that stuff happening?
It probably happens way more than you have any clue about.
I guarantee it does.
Yeah,
I'm
just saying.
Coming over from hockey.
It does.
Yeah.
And it's not just when players aren't going well. So there's a disconnect right there. I've had absolutely some heated conversation when guys are doing very well. We've had some really good, strong-willed men in this clubhouse over the 9 years that I've been here, which we've had very open conversations. My encouragement is always to take it downstairs or in an office. Sometimes that doesn't happen. They choose otherwise. I don't go looking for confrontation, but I'm not going to back down from it either. Gosh, Russell Martin, A.J. Burnett, Garrett Cole, and I can continue. So it happens. I think you need to take it in context. Is it an outlier? Is this something that happens all the time? What might be the other circumstances? Because sometimes when it happens, it's not because of what happened just now. It may be something that previously put things in a different light or in a more heightened awareness mode. So they're going to happen. Your kids ever? Do you ever yell at your kids?
Yeah, they yell back. It happens.
How healthy is that?
Yeah.
But it happens.
Yeah.
It happens in the staff from time to time. Just. You stand up for what you believe in. Presentation and timing are critical. That's what usually makes it all work, and sometimes somebody chooses a poor presentation and poor timing, and that can escalate.
And on the flip side of that, Joe was telling us last night about this thing they started in Anaheim, sort of appreciating wins and kind of recognizing and celebrating them a little bit more, and he mentioned something you said about how hard it is just to win a game up here. How much do you encourage that, them celebrating, even a win just as bad as things have been lately, as tough as things have been lately, taking the time to appreciate each one of the way that they are?
It's big. It's big in life. It's big separating the wins of your kids at home, the wins for your wife at home, the things she does. And many times we just pass that over. And there's going to be a day you're going to be sorry you passed all those things over. And I'm not in that boat. I've encouraged them to celebrate the wins. I've encouraged them to find fun, even when it's hard or you're not getting the result you want. Is a hitter, if you're only going to enjoy the good times, you're going to miss out on 70% of the time. That's if you're good. So my encouragement was, fight for wins, fight for runs, fight for outs, and then celebrate at the end. Because it is hard to win up here, and one of the best sounds you can ever have in the major leagues, minor leagues, in sport, is that noise out there after a game. And I've stopped my coaches a couple different times this year. Stop. Listen to that. Because there's a day, you don't get that at home. You don't get that hanging out with the boys at the golf club. You don't get that anywhere else but in sport. Here, embrace it.
Do you like them too, just creating their own culture, coming to that on their own, instituting whatever it is that they're doing?
Oh, they need to be creative. They need to find their own way. Societally speaking, I think so many times we're looking to help, fix. Send a group of kids out and play a game on their own today. They'll stare at each other for an hour and a half. It's sad. It's true. Because we've designed this whole concept. Before you look around for help, look within first. You may be surprised at what you can do. However, if you can't, go get help, because there's plenty of help out there. So that celebration, finding something they can gravitate to, they can all connect to build some cohesion with, is absolutely critical. Because one of the other points we share and we've talked about is, don't expect just to hit a button on opening day. Okay, now we're going to go on our way. It can start a week ago. It can start today. It can start any time. You think the Warriors, it started opening day X year. You think with the Patriots, it started opening day X year. No, it didn't. And it's up to them, as much as it is us, to find a date and something to rally around and rally for. And really hold on to, and I really believe they're figuring a lot of that out.
Does Joe have some AJ Burnett qualities to him?
Mound presence, ability to spin the ball, fierce competitor. He's a contagion in the locker room. I think he creates a wake, a very positive wake. I haven't gotten any dugout confrontations with Joe yet. It could be down the road. There's no doubt.
He doesn't complain about the shifts.
Yeah, he at least not to me.
Might have last night.
He may have last night, but he didn't come in, so
tomorrow, obviously you guys have done this before 2 years ago. What stands out to you about that time, and what are you looking forward to about getting back to winning for tomorrow?
Oh, there's not one thing. It's the entire day, man. It's just like, it's like a trip to an amusement park. You're just looking for the next ride. When you get off that plane and those kids are going to be down there on the tarmac welcoming us, and we're going to exchange some gifts, that's pretty cool. We get on a bus and we'll show up at the Little Lake Village Stadium. We're going to walk in, watch a game. That's pretty cool. And then we're going to be there for 90 minutes, so the interaction opportunity is always kind of crazy. Last year, I think I got drugged to the concession stand. I had some popcorn and a hot dog, so maybe we can recreate that as well. Going to the park, it's always cool to see the park because they do such a good job with the field. I mean, it's crazy. It's time and effort and energy. That's not the same field that I managed at in 1991. I can tell you that. You know, the anthem with our team going out, and I think there'll be Little League players represented out there. That's cool. And then it's a little surreal at the end when you walk, or surreal when you walk, and you shake hands and you walk off. So, looking forward to all of it after today's game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.